It's time to Fade the Chalk.
Fade the Chalk.
Presented by the FTN Network, helping you win your fantasy leagues and dominate in DFS. And now, here are your hosts, Derek Brown and Adam Pfeiffer.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Fade the Chalk podcast, brought to you by the FTN Network. I'm your host, Derek Brown, and today, riding solo for this trade target episode, talking about the players you need to be on and off your rosters before week 10. And look, there's a laundry list of guys. We're going to do this how we always do. There are some players we're going to mention for Chris Meany's article over at FTN Fantasy. Again, if you've not been signed up already, do so today with the promo code FTC. Save 10%. So we're going to talk about some of those players to trade for out of Meany's article, which is fire every single week, as well as dive into a few players that we're looking to get off the rosters as well. Before we do all of that, got to get the morning caffeine going, little sip, wake up and get all the trade muscles stretched. So diving into the news this morning, which honestly is going to lean us into like our first guys to talk about here. The news breaking that Sam Darnold is going to miss a few weeks walking up through the NFL season. With a fractured scapula. I mean, obviously we know that the one-to-one here is that P.J. Walker is now going to be the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. And honestly, I was already looking at D.J. Moore, Terrace Marshall. I can't do the Robbie Anderson experience anymore, so no, miss me with that. But with D.J. Moore and Terrace Marshall, I think they create, they're now interesting buy opportunities as far as trades now. And especially if you're looking at, because honestly, look, Sam Darnold has been terrible over the last few weeks. So, regardless of whatever our thoughts are for P.J. Walker, I mean, can we say it can't get any worse? And I know that sounds crazy, but Darnold's been just that bad this last few weeks. So, you're looking at Carolina's schedule walking up. This week, they have the Arizona Cardinals. After that, they get the Washington Footballs, Miami Dolphins, the Atlanta Falcons, pretty good matchups, like what we're seeing here. Buffalo Bills, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you could throw on them. The Saints have honestly given up a lot of production to opposing wide receivers, and they close the season with the Buccaneers. So it's a good schedule. I mean, I think that what you're willing to, are going to have to give up to get, I mean, Terrace Marshall's probably sitting out on the waiver wire. If he's rostered, get him as a throw-in and a trade. I think that this Panthers passing attack could lean his direction a little bit more in the weeks to come because Robbie Anderson has done nothing. You look at every single metric, and outside of target share, it's all abysmal. His target separation, what he's doing on a per-target basis, his yards per route run, all of these things are horrible. Bottom of the barrel. So no, I'm not interested in Robbie Anderson. I do have interest in DJ Moore and Terrace Marshall, as I said, and people might still be really high on DJ Moore, and that's for good reason. But we've seen the ceiling so far, at least in this fantasy season, of what DJ Moore can do if he even has like somewhat competent quarterback play, good quarterback play. And I'm not saying that PJ Walker is just going to light the league on fire, but we have seen stretches where he's been able to perform at least, we could say, league average. And if that's going to be the case, that's possibly better quarterback play than we've seen in a Sam Darnold. So I think there are interesting buy opportunities as far as, you know, looking at where we're standing, walking into the almost, we're almost at the stretch run of the fantasy season. And so that's going to lead me into a few more trade targets for myself. Looking at, and this is not for every single team. I'm going to preface that right now. Because we've heard the timetable. I'm not going to say it's up in the air, but he's not coming back this week. Maybe it's the week after that. But for if you have a competitive team, like you're sitting near the top of the standings, you've lost one game, maybe two, and you're just like, I am an absolute juggernaut. I've got some depth on my bench. I feel good about my team. I smashed the draft. Like I've got all kinds of like awesome guys like Cooper Kupp and who have you. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be a guy that, look, we could see him garner a lot of work down the stretch. And I'm not going to go as far as to say he could be a stretch run, like league-winning hero for you. But the way the schedule sets up, Darrell Williams has not been performing well. Yes, he's gotten a lot of volume, but he hasn't done anything with it. You look at his stat lines, and outside of the 2-touchdown game he had previously when he got the starter's role, he's not been good. As somebody who rostered him in DFS last week and saw he got near 20 touches and did not get in the end zone at all, and he got numerous opportunities to do so, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a guy that I think that what you're going to have to give up to get him on your roster for the stretch run and the upside that he presents, because we're looking at a schedule, people, of like weeks 11 through 17. They get Dallas. They get Denver. You can run on both of those teams. Oh, and then they get the Raiders. Oh, my stars. And then they get the Chargers. And then you get Pittsburgh and Cincinnati to close things out, which are not fantastic matchups. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, throw some glitter on that, tell you that they're amazing. But the previous matchups, I mean, we're looking at four straight games of Clyde Edwards-Helaire being able to run the ball and having success doing it. And with Kansas City, they're going to have to find a way to defeat what opposing defenses are doing to them right now. They're playing two high safeties, trying to keep everything in front. Patrick Mahomes is forcing throws down the field right now. And you're seeing this offense struggle overall. And if Kansas City is going to buck this, is going to force teams to play them in a different manner, or hell, have success versus this too high look, they're going to have to run the ball. And the offensive line has been blocking well. I mean, they're quietly first in yards before contact per attempt. So I think that they can open up holes for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The schedule sets up nicely. And in his final games before he went out with the injury, you're looking at a guy, yes, who's only playing 52 to 61% of the snaps, but we could say that about a lot of different running backs in the NFL that are still productive for us in fantasy. He was averaging 18 touches and 112 yards total in those final two games, RB18 and RB12. So what you're going to have to give up to get Clyde Edwards-Helaire on your team is probably not going to match possible top 20 production down the stretch. So he's the first guy I got to mention here. And again, like I'm saying, this is not going to fit every single team, every single diagram, and every league that you're in. But it's a player that I think you need to go out there and test the waters on. Now, diving into Meany's article, I mean, come on. Meany goes deep. He has 20-something, I mean, heck, I'm probably underestimating here as I roll through it, players that he mentions every single week, multiple formats. The first guy I want to mention here is, I mean, Elijah Mitchell. He talks about him as being a buy-low candidate. I agree with that. And not to foreshadow too much, I'm going to talk about another 49er player they're going to tell you to trade away. But I think Elijah Mitchell is a buy. I mean, considering we saw him get the pass game usage, we saw Jeff Wilson come back and not do anything. The San Francisco 49ers have showed us at every single turn that when Mitchell is healthy, it's his backfield. Like, we've seen Trey Sermon be inactive. We've seen him be active and have zero touches, zero snaps. Now we see Jeff Wilson come back, and for all the talk about him being involved, he looks so great in practice and all these different things, still didn't get any work. Still was the Elijah Mitchell show, and we see pass game usage out of him. So I think Elijah Mitchell is a good call by Meany, a guy that you can go buy low on. And before I switch this over to players that Meany's discussing to trade away, and a few players I'm going to mention myself, I definitely got to get this in here, man. Look, FDN Daily, we are trying to help people on the regular, on the daily, to help people win their leagues and win in DFS, especially over at FDN Daily. I know I'm kind of sneaking in a little bit of FDN fantasy talk there, but we now have FDN Daily Gold Package. And you're talking about, this is going to feature all of these niche sports. So we have college basketball that's kicked off. You're able to get in on college football in this package. Like, again, I dropped the promo code earlier, but this is fantastic, man. Depending on all the content that we have. And I don't want to understate this. You get NHL, tennis, soccer, esports, baby. All of this stuff, all for one price. So you got to head over to FTN Daily. Get signed up for the gold package today. It is fantastic. Tons of awesome content. I kind of lurk in the Discord, and I'll drop into different sports. I did yesterday for basketball. As are all of our content providers, our writers, everybody's rolling through picks and talking to all of our subs in the Discord chat. I'm just kind of lurking in the back, writing down plays and stuff and going through the content and tailing a lot of this action. And look, if you've been tailing other sports like NHL with Meanie, you already know it is fantastic. And you need to be subscribed to the Dangle Betselli podcast with him and Eric Young. So, so good on a daily basis. But getting back to these trade targets, people, we're going to talk about, again, I kind of teased it, San Francisco player to trade away. And I know this is not going to be a popular opinion, so don't come at me with this, but just hear me out. Brandon Ayuk is the talk of social media, Twitter, all things fantasy right now because, oh Lord, he's back from the dead. He's played 90 to 93% of snaps over the last 2 weeks. Yes, he's had a red zone target in every single week. Well, the last two we're talking about here. Averaging 7.5 targets. Brandon Ayuk, I think, is a trade away. One, because there is a laundry list of people that either drafted him in leagues, were high on him in leagues. There is a love listing fantasy GM in your league. I promise you. That loves Brandon Ayuk. If you put him on the block, somebody's going to come knocking at your door. And my concerns, it's not the talent. And the thing with Brandon Ayuk is, when do you feel comfortable ever starting him? What does this San Francisco passing attack look like? I mean, this is a team, and now we see Deebo Samuel. Yes, he's a little bit banged up, but he's still playing. So I'm going to count him amongst the, at least diving through the target share for this passing attack. And doing that, this is also a team that they've been top five in neutral script rushing rates over the entire season. They're still top 10 right now heading into week 10. Now you have, if we're talking about them being healthier, you have Brandon Ayuk there. You have George Kittle. You have Deebo Samuel. Deebo has been getting Davante Adams level-esque target share the entire season. We know George Kittle is going to command targets in this offense. And really, for an offense that we should never look at as being a high-flying offense, high-volume passing attack, you now have three talented players. And so, at that point, it's like, I mean, come on, we only have so many targets to go around. What are we going to do? Brandon Ayuk is going to be a volatile play. We've seen this already throughout the NFL season. And just because he's garnering snaps, he's gotten the targets in the last 2 weeks, I think it's a good time to sell high. So whether you're trading him for, say, a running back or a tight end, or really I think the move is to package him in a trade and upgrade it another position, whether that's running back, whether that's wide receiver and getting up a tier, I think that that's how I'm going to approach Brandon Ayuk. And I know that's not the popular consensus. Everybody loves Brandon Ayuk. He's been the talk, and now everybody's excited because now he's getting snaps. I think it creates a good window for you to trade him away. Leaning back into Meanie's article here, before we get to these most traded players on CBS, one really good shout out to Chris Meanie, talking about Courtland Sutton as being a trade high candidate or sell high candidate. I like that call, man. Since Jerry Jeudy has been back, we've seen Courtland Sutton's target share just absolutely evaporate. We know that this is going to be a slow paced offense. They've been bottom five in pace every single week for the entire NFL season. And regardless of, yes, they do have high neutral script passing rates. That's great, that's grand, that's fine. But when your play volume is capped by your offense running so ridiculously slow, you're only going to be able to throw it so many times a game. And now with Jerry Jeudy back, he's commanding targets. We've seen Courtland Sutton's target share just evaporate into nothing, into dust. If you can get rid of Courtland Sutton based off of the production and selling him high and saying, hey, look, he's still top three in deep targets in the NFL. This team is still going to pass the ball a ton. I would be doing it. Again, trying to upgrade, get up another tier of wide receiver, get yourself a low-end wide receiver too. Whether you're also buying low on somebody like, say, Mike Williams, you're going the T. Higgins route, which Adam has talked about in numerous weeks. I think it's both good calls. Getting into these most traded players over on CBS before we get up out of here, going to roll through these pretty quick. Dak Prescott, I would absolutely be trading for him. I love the upcoming schedule. You see the Dallas Cowboys passing rates slowly ticking up. That's also to say is we're going to stay with the quarterback position and Carson Wentz. Yeah, I mean, look, if you can get Carson Wentz on the cheap, or if he's out on the waiver wire, I'd be picking him up. The matchup this week versus Jacksonville is fantastic. These other few players hitting real fast, Chuba Hubbard is not a player that I want at all. We've talked about him in numerous weeks. I don't want to trade for him. Christian McCaffrey, especially being back, unless you are a CMC fantasy GM, he's on your squad. Then maybe that makes sense as far as knowing who the handcuff is for CMC. Allen Robinson, no, that I just can't at this point. Darnell Mooney has shown the, and now Allen Robinson's dealing with a hamstring injury, so no, I can't be trading for him. Calvin Ridley, we don't know when he's coming back, so that's a no. Miles Sanders, I think that this could be a full-blown RBBC with Jordan Howard getting work, Boston Scott getting work, and we're not even talking about Kenny Gainwell and what Jalen Hurts does on the ground. So no, I'm not into on Miles Sanders anymore after the injury. Robert Woods, it all just depends. We've seen his production. It has not been nearly enough this season. I understand where he sits in fantasy scoring standings at this moment. It's still not high enough. It's still not good enough because people still love Robert Woods and they're going to sit here and say, okay, he's had some productive weeks in the last few weeks. You're probably going to have to give up too much to get him. So no, I'm not trading for Robert Woods. Cordarrelle Patterson, yes, if you can get him. Production's still there. The matchup, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, is good this week. We'd be trading for Cordarrelle Patterson. DeAndre Hopkins, no, the target share has not been what we wanted. It's not been good enough. You're still going to have to probably give up close to wide receiver one value to get him on your team. If you have him, hold, but I'm not trading for him. Daryl Henderson, it's a tentative trade for. Depends on what you got to give up. I think that you're probably going to be having to pay up a little bit more. And this is not to say, we've talked about Daryl Henderson on previous weeks. He's gotten a ton of the work. The guy, literally, he's the Deontay Johnson of the running back position. He gets banged up, leaves part of a game, comes back. He's done it multiple weeks already for the NFL season. Sonny Michel is slowly being worked in a little bit more to this backfield. So Daryl Henderson's not a player that I'm really going out and trying to acquire as much as I possibly can right now. If you could do it on the cheap or in a bigger deal, then that's fine. Last two guys here are going to mention Zach Moss. No. Josh Allen is the goal line back. I'm not worried about Zach Moss. I just can't. Now he's dealing with injury. Devin Singletary is still back there. No, not in on the Zach Moss experience. Haven't been all year. Still not. AJ Brown, I'm honestly surprised he's on this most traded list because, if you can go get AJ Brown, considering his target share of the last few weeks, what he's done and the production that he's probably going to have down the stretch run, because Julio Jones has not been a factor. AJ Brown is a clear number one for Tennessee, and we saw a Tennessee offense that they flipped the script last week. They were top 10 last week in neutral script passing rates, which, considering all the talk coming out of there, and then like Adrian Peterson, he's going to get run. And then we see Adrian Peterson was dust and still dust. And there's a reason he was out there on the street looking for a job. So if you can get AJ Brown on your team, absolutely do so. Do so not today, but yesterday. Send out trade offers. Do so now. Yes, yes, yes. So I love AJ Brown if that's a possibility. It's worth at least... We'll say this, it's worth at least kicking the tires and seeing what that looks like for your league. Again, everyone, look, I understand if you're sitting at 2-5 in your league, you got one win or what have you, and you're like, I'm deleting the app, I'm closing it, I'm done. Please don't do that. Sign up for Top Prop Sports today. Head over there, import your league for ESPN or Yahoo. You can get on the battleground, which I'm in those streets. I'm in the lobby setting contests, and it's basically head-to-head contests with players, and you have fantasy point lines. So a little bit of, it's kind of like a betting action, but it's not. We're talking about fantasy players, and it's head-to-head here. And you can have, like last week, anybody that took me on this action, they got me, okay? I took Jamison Crowder versus Michael Pittman, and yes, I said it. I said it out on Twitter. I was like, pray for me. And I set the line. Jamison Crowder, Top Prop Sports set the line. Jamison Crowder had a 4-point plus on his side of the ball, and if I outscored Michael Pittman, then it was Yahtzee. I'm going to be back on Top Prop Sports, setting and look and follow me on Twitter at deeper_FFB. Look for those tweets. meet me in the lobby, get signed up today with the promo code FTN, and head over to TopRockSports.com. You could use this with your league. You can sit here and put up head-to-head contests, create your own with your league mates, and get that buy-in back, people. Fantasy season's not done. Just because your fantasy team is dust right now does not mean that you can't win these buy-ins back, okay? So head over there today. Take advantage of all the fantastic action. Again, Adam is going to be back for the DFS game-by-game breakdown later this week for Fade the Chalk. Thank you again for everybody tuning in. Get to trading. Get to making your teams better. We'll see you next time for Fade the Chalk. We are out.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Fade the Chalk with Derek and Adam. Make sure to follow your hosts and the podcast on Twitter at @DBRO_FFB, at @APPfeiffer24, and at @ChalkFade. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode.